Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am playing against grown-ass men who are trying to feed their families. Mike Dettillier, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tommy.
That pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay. People don't realize when you enter this league, okay, they might help you a little bit, but you going up against guys and their feelings are, if you better than me, you're trying to steal my job, and I'm not giving it away. A-Bear got the best line about it is outside of sports. The real world sucks.
Yep.
You know, and you understand you're going to do everything you can. And that's not everybody, but I would say that's 95% of them. And I'm not giving this up. It's way too much money, and I'm in a spot now where I'll never be in this position before. And if I don't bring it, they got somebody else willing to take my place and real quick.
They got about a dozen of them. Of them waiting to take
you. Spoiled athletes, okay, they given certain things in life, but, man, you talk about pressure. There's not a lot of people every day that is under that type pressure with somebody who might be a hair bit, maybe not as good as you, willing to take your job. And if you mess up, they taking it. Because you know what? They didn't experience the real world.
Yep.
They've experienced it.
And that's what got me about that soundbite, because it what really resonated was that, well, this is a violent, competitive, leave it out all in a field sport to begin with, right? I don't care what level you're playing at, and it goes to different levels of ability. And I know it's not Al Bundy and all of that. But then when you're talking about trying to take a guy's job that's feeding his family, I just thought that was an excellent soundbite when I heard that. It's like, wow, he gets it. He does.
Yeah, Warren Sapp put it this way. Man, when I retired, they got about 12 of my family members that had to take a pay cut. And he's right.
It's like running
a business.
Running a small business. That's exactly right. You got a payroll. You really do. Let's go through the Saints draft class, and then we'll talk about some other things. And first off, I want to remind everybody before we run out of time that they can second guess with Mike Dettillier and Deuce McAllister. Mike, I do appreciate your time because I know you had a busy weekend, but I know you also live for this. Let me digress for a moment here, too. I'm listening on Saturday afternoon, and somebody drafts somebody from South Dakota State, and I hear Mike Dettillier say, oh, yeah, I remember him playing for South Dakota State in a game against blah, 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 and he this and that. And how in the hell do you remember that, Mike?
Hoss asked me this. He said, you know what, you're like a computer. And everything's stored in there, and I just hit the enter button. And I guess maybe it's how I'm wired. I don't do this with a script. People, you know, have worked with me. I don't have all them papers in front of me. but it just sort of spills out.
I honestly can't remember who the Saints played in week three last week. I can't. And you remember this game from somebody playing in South Dakota State and said, oh, yeah, the guy's like the sixth, seventh round pick of I don't know where, way late in the draft.
It was a running back from South Dakota State, and I watched a number of his games. A very violent runner, north-south guy. He doesn't give you a lot of wiggle. But
New York, right? Because you were saying the climate. Deuce said that he was going to New York and the climate would suit him, not as cold as South Dakota. That's the same guy?
Correct.
Okay.
Same guy. So I think a lot of times, some people's memories are better than others. Mine's really good. And I guess when I lose it, I'll really lose it. But I can kind of remember those little things or something about a player because, you asked about whoever they select instantly. There is no looking it up, okay? You got some people on the internet now, okay, they're going back and look at this and that what somebody else said. You don't have that here on live radio.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it at that point in time when they make that selection. So, man, listen, God bless me with that type of memory to just kind of spit it out. But, yeah, it's sort of stored, and then, you hit the enter button, and it comes out.
Who the Saints played in week three, I don't remember, but I do know Melvin Laird was the Secretary of Defense under Nixon. So I guess we each got our own thing. Tell me, let's go through the Saints picks. Number one, we talked a little bit about him Friday. For people that were Jazz Festing or something else, or Zurich Classicking, Taliesa Fua. Which is not pronounced?
Okay. He says it too. He said it's okay to call him Fuaga.
Okay.
That's not what he told us. It's really, it's almost like Fuanga.
Fuanga, the N. That's right. You add an N to it. That's what it was.
And so, but he said it doesn't really matter because even the Oregon State press guy has it as Fuaga.
Mm.
Okay, he's been there for 4 years, and they didn't get it right. And so, but he just sort of laughed about it. Hey, just call me Fuaga. I'm good with that. And I thought he was the best run blocker of all the offensive tackles available. And watching film and of all of them, he was the most power-packed guy, strong side on the right, move people around, just like checkers on a board. He moves you around, and he's got a certain temperament about him. I thought he really got better as a pass protector over the last 2 years, and he told me something that night. I asked him, what have you worked on the most? And he said, my front kick foot. Now, most people, I like to hear that because In looking at linemen, that's the first thing I look at, your footwork and that front kick foot. A lot of people think the kick foot is the back one, but it's the front one. And he said, that's what I'm working on to try to mirror myself in front of a defender. He gets it, loves football, he's aggressive, and he doesn't think anybody's better than him. Now, he's going to find out in the NFL there are, but he brings a certain temperament to the game and technique that I really, really like, and I'd be shocked if he wasn't the starting right tackle for this football team.
And again, in terms of sound bites, what impressed me about that, and we're trying to find it now, is that this guy is a technician, right?
Yes, he is. And that part, we talked about it when they picked Trevor. Okay, physically he had all the tools, but he was not a technician. He didn't get it from a pass protection standpoint. Now, can he learn that? Maybe so. But his footwork was all sort of jumbled, even back then. So he knew he was a bit of a project, even though he had all the physical ability to play with Fuagua. Man, he's got the physical ability, but also he's a technician. Mark Schlereth told me this. When we're doing a show, and he was like, Mike, every time I lined up, I played, I think, 13 years in the NFL is what Mark played. He said, every time I went up against somebody, I knew that that defensive lineman was athletically better than me. Mm-hmm. And so I could not out-athlete him. I had to out-technician him. And listen to how Fuaga talked. Almost the exact same way. I know that guy's really good. I've got to be able to mirror him and be able to out-technician him. And that stuff about the front kick foot, man, I would die to hear that from other linemen because that's what I want to hear as a pass protector, that front kick foot that you can get out in front and sort of mirror him. And then once I get my hands on you, then I can control you and steer you.
That is a man that is interested in perfecting his craft, not just getting by because he's 6'6 and 350. What was he? 6'6.
He's in the 320 range, but it depends on what he ate for breakfast.
324, exactly. Yeah, that's, who knows, that's within a happy meal or two. Let's talk about the Saints picking the second round, 41st overall. I'm excited about this guy from Alabama. We've seen him a lot over the time that he's been with Alabama playing LSU and just the other Alabama games, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Tell me about him, Mike. He's a sheer corner.
Yes. Now, he's played outside, also has played in the slot. He was a two-and-a-half-year starter at Alabama, five-star recruit coming out of high school. I think he was part of two state championship teams in high school, so he was on a pretty good high school team, but he was good. And he immediately, as a freshman, halfway into his freshman season, I'm the starter. On a team coached by Nick Saban, and I asked him how much time does Saban spend in the kind of film room with you, and he started to laugh. He said every day he's in that with us, and I do know one thing: you better have a pretty thick hide to play cornerback for Nick. He get on you every day because that's his specialty, is secondary, but especially at corner, and he's physical. He plays a lot of press man. He's right on top of a receiver, and he's really good at it. With his arms and hands, he tries to redirect you, does a nice job, plant drive to the football when he has to. And I know Brian Thomas, after the season, when he declared, asking him, who was the toughest guy you went up against this year? He said Kool-Aid McKinstry,
wow.
And he said, I'm not sure he was healthy. And then we find out that Kool-Aid had foot surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he would not bite when asking him about when he had the injury. But you could tell something wasn't quite right with him. And he's tough, he's smart, he's physical with receivers. He plays the ball well in flight. He's a good open field tackler for a corner, and he gets it. And you heard during the broadcast, even Nick Saban say, man, that guy gets it at every level. His understanding of the game is at the highest level. It wasn't a super big need of position for the Saints, but you never quite have enough cover people.
So
and he can play outside or in the slot.
Does he start?
Well, he ain't watching.
Yeah. So he would take a Debo spot, right? Presuming Lattimore's still here?
Yeah. Now, Dennis Allen did say he'd play outside first. I would not be surprised that he spends a lot of time in the nickel inside.
Okay.
You lost Isaac Yiadom to the 49ers in free agency. He saw a lot of playing time last year. And you could say, oh, we got a lot of depth there. Yeah, what happens if one guy gets hurt? What happens to your depth? And it's not next man up.
Right.
Okay, that's a big drop-off. So McKinstry comes from a good program, well-coached, understands the game. And he's a team leader. We had Ryan Fowler on with us who's covered him from high school all the way through his Alabama career. And he's like, he takes over the locker room. I'm the guy. I'm the leader. I don't have to tell you, but I'm the guy. And, man, you know, when you hear that and he can play, that's some big pluses. So I do know one thing. I don't know if he plays outside or in the slot, but he ain't watching. He's playing.
And you know, Mike, that attitude, that can lift the entire locker room. That makes everybody better. It should make everybody better. It's gonna prove who's willing to get better and who's not. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. From Ken the Snake Stabler to Spencer Rattler, quarterbacks. We'll talk about the Saints' third pick in round number 5 when we come back with Mike Dettillier. Mike, nice enough to spend some time after a busy weekend. And, of course, he'll be second-guessing this evening with Deuce McAllister on the beach, Hancock County, Silver Slipper, Mississippi. Take off early today if you can. And join him for the draft second guess. And you can talk about who's your favorite Saints pick. Half the fun of all of this is second-guessing, right? And that's what they're going to do this evening. You can hear it on WWL and AMFM.com, free Odyssey app from 4 until 7. But head out there, join them if you can. Back in a flash, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
9:30, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettillier. Tim bringing up a good point, Mike. If you look at the offensive line, presuming that Trevor Penning can start and Ryan Ramczyk can play, and then you got Taliese starting, you would have first-round picks and a second-round pick comprising your offensive line. That's a lot of capital.
A lot of capital, just make sure it works.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know, because we've seen this before. We had Andrew Speed up there along with Ramczyk and Cesar Ruiz and Eric McCoy, and that didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
You were still El Lazio up front. You were bad. You know, you can't get a running game going. And in this league, okay, you can talk about the pitch and catch all you want, and it is important, super important. But if you don't have a running game when you need to and have to, you're stuck in neutral.
We know that. We saw that a lot last season. All right, let's talk about and first of all, it's a time of year where, as the cliche goes, hope springs eternal. But it is hard not to get excited about the Saints' first two picks, Taliese Fuanga, or Fuaga, however you want to say it, or Kool-Aid McKinstry. Tell me about Spencer Rattler. I don't know a lot about him.
He was the number one rated.
He's got a great name, I'll tell you that. Number one rated what?
Number one high school player in the country coming out of high school in Arizona.
It's like the Arch Manning of the time.
At that time, they did a documentary. He came across as an arrogant guy, and he admitted he was. Now, he's matured since those days, but, man, you know, thinking about doing that documentary, that leaves kind of a lasting impression. Mm. You're 17 years old. You got the world by the teriyaki. And, you know, they doing a documentary on you as a 17-year-old. And he decides to go to Oklahoma. Plays a little bit, takes a redshirt season, starts year two as a redshirt freshman, and is really good. Then all of a sudden, they recruit a dude by the name of Caleb Williams. Mm. And Caleb comes to town to play for Lincoln. And Spencer, I think, knew immediately, my time here is not going to be long. He started about half the games. Caleb takes over. He transfers to South Carolina. He had a lot of options, but he went there. The opening was there for him to start. I thought he played good football there. He did not. He was not well protected, but he's got a bit of a slingshot delivery. He's barely 6 foot tall, mm-hmm. but he's got a real live arm, and he can put the ball in tight spots. He's not what I would say is a runner by any stretch of the imagination, but he buys time well with his feet, and he's been a little bit hot and cold, erratic-wise. That part of the game may have been that he was running for his life, but I like him. There's a certain part of him, the way he plays the game, that translates well in the NFL. And here's my vivid memory of it. And he busted out laughing. He knew where I was going with this. He comes to Manning Passing Academy. And if you can put a ball through a basketball hoop, you would win a year of free Raising Cane's chicken. We got about 50 college quarterbacks. They were given two opportunities, trying to sink it. None of them came close.
Now, you're talking about throwing it like a basketball or trying to drop it in a bucket like a pass where it spirals down?
Like a pass. Okay. You weren't close enough to throw it all like right. a basketball.
So you got to have it turn over and spiral down like a – right?
So you about 25, 30 yards away.
Okay.
Anthony Richardson threw one that the backboard almost came apart. I mean, I think what he was trying to do was hit it. It would go up and maybe drop in, mm-hmm. but it didn't work that way. And Spencer comes up, and he throws the first one, nothing but net.
Wow.
And he's the only guy to do it. Now, the kids that he were working with, they were giving him the business. You know, they were giving him the Bronx cheer, so to speak. But he won it, and he said, I remember it vividly. And he said, my sister loves Raising Cane so much, I gave it a year of free chicken. But he was the only one of the group to sink it through that basket that year. Everybody got a couple of shots. He hit it the first shot and was able to get it through. Man, that's something about him, Tommy, that I really like. You see the maturity he talked about basically every week. He's in touch with Archie Manning, or Archie gets in touch with him, and they continue to have that relationship with one another and, you know, maybe giving a little bit of advice and everything else. So
give me a comparison, Mike. Give me a comparison, somebody in the league now that you would compare him to.
I can't. There is nobody with that sort of background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as the guy.
What about the way he plays on a field, though? The way he plays on a field, throwing motion, et cetera?
Okay. Not a lot of them sling it like him because he's not the biggest guy around. But, man, he's got a whip, and it's sort of a whip motion. Deuce and I talked about this before we got him on the talk, and we both said the same thing. He's got to play baseball, have played baseball. And so I asked him about it. He was like, oh, yeah. He said, I played a lot of baseball. And he said, I was a pitcher and a shortstop. You can tell by his motion. You can tell that that's part of it. and he brought it into football. But he does a nice job off the waggle and the move-out stuff and throwing it, but it's a whip-type throw. And it comes out of there real fast.
A lot of wrist, quick release, a lot of wrist, a lot of power. A lot of snap.
Yeah, and he's not the biggest guy. He's not the biggest guy. I would say he's 215, and he's probably right at 6 foot, maybe a little bit more. But he's an interesting player that to be honest, I didn't think would last this long. I thought he was a late second, early third round pick. We saw historically 6 quarterbacks get picked in the top 12. It's never happened before. And then that was a big lull. And then all of a sudden, I said it before they picked, man, Spencer Rattler, he's hard to pass up. There are other needs, but Spencer glares at you as the guy that is still there with the highest rating. And the Saints ended up with him.
And, Mike, look, you can go back to when he was 17 and things lasting, and there's one way you can conduct yourself with the media, but you don't want a shy, retiring wallflower playing quarterback. You better have some attitude about you, and you better have some cockiness about you.
Yeah, he took it a little bit. But think about if we were 17, put in his spot. Think about if you at 17 years old, and you have every college in America chasing after you. And very few people, less than 1% of the population, is ever put in that spot. You can say, well, I wouldn't have acted like that. How do you know?
And in all fairness to Arch Manning, he had a lot of coaching from people that have been there, done that. Mike, do you have a couple more minutes or not?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good, because we got to take a break, and I want to get to the rest of the picks. And conversely, I heard the interview with Bub Means. Bub seems like a nice guy, maybe could use some media coaching, but that doesn't matter. It all depends on how you play. We'll be back in a flash, Mike Dettelier, outlining the Saints draft picks. Time for traffic now, WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10, quickly back with Mike Dettelier, busy, and we appreciate his time. Bub Means, the fourth player the Saints picked. Mike, tell me about him. Wide receiver from Pittsburgh in round 5.
High school kid from Georgia, started out at Tennessee and didn't get much playing time there. Went to Louisiana Tech, had one really good season there, but then had a coaching change. He leaves there, goes to the University of Pittsburgh. He put up some nice numbers there. Good size receiver, excellent speed. Man, he's got a second and a third gear to kick into. And he's real physical with defenders downfield after the catch, and that he can break away from defenders. But he's a really good route runner. And I always say this about guys that go to University of Pittsburgh. They are well coached on how to get into and out of a cut and a break and run routes, sinky hips, and that sort of thing. He does a really nice job of it.
And that's known around the league, isn't it, Mike? Isn't that like a big plus in his column that he was coached at Pittsburgh?
Big time, because, you know, and doing this for as long as I have, I know if you play at Pitt and the coaches they have there, receiver-wise, I know you're well-coached on how to run a route.
6'2", big old giant hands, I guess, big arm span?
Yeah, he's got nice length, but it's his foot speed, Tommy. Out in the open field, and, you know, a lot of these defensive backs, they're not the greatest tacklers today, so you can spin out of that and you take off downfield, and he's got the physicality after the catch that I really like.
All right, Jalen Ford, the linebacker from Texas, also in the 5th round.
Highly recruited high school player from Frisco, Texas. Has been a 2.5-year starter for the Longhorns. He's played in the middle, but I think he could also play on the strong side. For a guy who's 240 pounds, he drops well in the coverage part of the game, runs the field extremely well. But what jumps out at me with him was his ability to drop in reverse. He's had 6 career interceptions. So when I brought it up to him, he said, yeah, I should be playing tight end.
Yeah.
Bo Davis, who's at LSU now, he praised him when I asked him about it. He said, man, he was the leader. He's the captain of our team. The emotional heartbeat for us on the defensive side, the football, and he's always around the football. Over 200, I think it's 211 over the last 2 years, tackles-wise. for University of Texas.
Was it Bub Means started as a defensive back? I got that right?
He played a little bit of defensive back, and so he went through the transition of receiver. But that was at Tennessee.
That's right.
And then he goes to Tech, and, you know, that deal was, man, don't worry about playing defensive back. You just play receiver for us. And he was good there, and I think would have stayed there had it not been for the coaching change.
That brings us to the Saints' next pick. I'm going to play this again. Tim, you got me up? Here we go. I think that's a quote of the draft. Tell me about Christian Boyd, defensive tackle from Northern Iowa, round number six.
Short, squatty, has played the nose guard position, ties up a couple blockers real quickly, does a nice job in run support, and pushing the inside pocket where he steals your launch pad. You can't step up because he's right there. And he was well coached at Northern Iowa, because his defensive line coach there and coordinator is Bryce Pop. If people who are NFL fans in the 90s, Bryce Pop was a very good edge rusher for the Green Bay Packers. He also went to Northern Iowa and played in the NFL, I think, double-digit seasons. But he was known as a really good pass rusher. That's who is his position coach at Northern Iowa, Bryce Pop. So I know he was well coached there. Played mostly nose guard, run stuffer. Now he's got to get better as a pass rusher, but that's not what they asked him to do there. They asked him to stuff up those running lanes. He did a really nice job, short area quickness.
Kind of like a, what was his name? The guy did the shimmy. Sheldon Rankins, almost?
Sheldon was a really good pass rusher. I'll be honest with you. Sheldon was really good as an interior pass rusher. Certainly Christian's not bad, but his run stuffing skills catches your eye, and he's going to be part of a rotation.
And isn't that the three tech where they tie up the offensive linemen, maybe make a hole for linebackers to come through?
Correct.
All right. I know you're busy. Hosiah Ezerim. Those police weren't coming to get you, were they, Mike?
No.
Okay.
That was ambulance.
All right.
Josiah Ezerim, his dad was an All-American soccer player at Ohio State. So he's got some genetics, though. Mm-hmm. When I asked him about it, he told me, I got two left feet. My dad told me you can't play soccer. So he's a huge man, a developmental player who really started on the defensive line early in his career. And then they moved him over to the offensive side, the football. He's played a little bit of left tackle, a little bit of right guard. Really, he's played mostly right tackle. Long arms, a big man, can move his feet well. And the Saints got the tip on him. He went to the East-West Shrine Game, and I thought he played really well there and practiced well. But Josiah was coached at the East-West Shrine Game by Jari Evans.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. Mike, I know you got a big day ahead of you, and I appreciate your time. We'll be listening this afternoon from 4 until 7. Real quick, Michael Pratt, what happened there? Do you know?
I think we're going to find out that there was the injury part. And I think that scared some teams away with Pratt. And I don't know how he could have lasted to round 7. That to me is sort of overblown because of what he did at Tulane. And even if he never becomes a starter in the NFL, he's a backup in this league, and he's a lot better than most of them.
Mm-hmm.
It really surprised me the gap after the first six got picked, and then you saw Spencer, and then they just saw almost like they shut the faucet off at the quarterback position. But I think the injury for some teams – scared them away from Pratt. And I think they made a huge mistake.
I think Green Bay got a hell of a deal.
I agree with you.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll listen this afternoon from 4 until 7. Mike, to tell you, we'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.